time since 1988.
Everybody's on the ground in New Hampshire, or headed that way. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're headed there as well. We'll be broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from New Hampshire. So as the campaigning for the Republicans shifts to the Granite State, what do we learn after this last caucus? That, oh, yeah, let the games begin. Already Newt Gingrich wants to strangle Mitt Romney, at least virtually anyway, and with his words. Romney is going to step up his attacks even more. His campaign went after Newt Gingrich, television-wise, in the $4 million that they spent. Some of it went toward going after Newt Gingrich. And Newt Gingrich didn't come up in the top three. Of course, Rick Santorum almost beating Romney, just 8 points separated them. Somebody said to me today, well, who cares about the Iowa caucus? Really, what does that say? It says that we have something to talk about because many people haven't really been paying close attention to the war of words that started really deeper in the summer when some of the debates were happening, because people get debate weary, even though the ratings were good. The ratings were good. The ratings were, in fact, incredible. That's why so many networks were climbing all over themselves to try to get their moderators on and try to get a piece of the action once they saw what was happening. Now on Saturday, there'll be one from New Hampshire. That's on ABC. And on Sunday, NBC will have it. Both of them are at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Saturday, there are a lot of football games going on. I think it'll be tough for the debate for out of New Hampshire to compete with that. But I think Sunday, more people will be paying attention. And I mean people of all flavors, Democrats, independents, and Republicans, because I know my Democratic friends are paying attention. They looked at the results from the caucus, and they're following to see ultimately who's going to grab that nod by the time Tampa comes around, which is where the Republican convention is. Remember, because you have two presidential debates that will happen. So who's going to go up against Obama? The smart money says it's still going to be Romney. Romney was the establishment guy all along. But Rick Santorum is saying, oh, not so fast. He's not the only one. That's why I think Newt Gingrich is so hot under the collar. And, of course, Ron Paul gets dismissed, even though a lot of people in this country, and you might be one of them listening to me, you like what he has to say about the idea of smaller government. And let's be serious, when we keep dumping more money out of our coffers that we don't already have anyway. So we're not cutting our spending, we're just increasing it. And we keep increasing the deficit to the point of where we're well over $15 trillion with no end in sight. And this unchecked Federal Reserve, the absolute power of Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve chairman, who trots up to the Hill every once in a while to talk about what he thinks is happening with inflation, or, ooh, let's do some quantitative easing. And quantitative easing is just a fancy pants Ivy League word for saying we're going to dump more money into our economy that's worthless. It might as well be monopoly money. And that's why our dollar is getting killed all over the place. In the meantime, while Ron Paul and the rest of the bunch will head to New Hampshire, Michelle Bachmann says, I've had enough. She finished sixth. And even though she had done well in the straw poll and she had her fans, there certainly weren't enough. There was problems with the campaign staff, and she didn't have the money to keep running this race, to keep going all the way through. In one way, I'm surprised, because I figured Bachmann would probably go through South Carolina, but she said she was stepping aside and, you know, she's going to end up backing someone. And that's it. That's, she's done. She's a congresswoman, and she goes back to that, and who knows what else ends up happening with Bachmann, but she's not going to be on the trail to try to grab the ticket. Because that's the other part of the equation. Who's on the undercard ultimately? I think if I'm the Republican, part of the Republican brain trust, I was looking for the right word there, the brain trust, to try to come up with the best candidate, I would want to get them ready sooner rather than later. Even though on this show, and I've been saying it, I think this may go through the spring. Might go through Super Tuesday. We could be talking about March and into April. So would it be better to have somebody right now solid? And then there's always the possibility that somebody comes out of left field. It's unlikely, I think, at this point, but who's to say? That's part of our process. There is certainly the potential, but it would have to happen, I think, also soon in these early going primaries, rather at the end of it. So I don't think it's likely. That theory is being thrown out there in D.C., but I don't think so. I think it's just to confuse and break up, dissect groups even more. I don't think so. Ron Paul, like I said, is becoming harder to ignore and harder to distort because he's getting coverage. Just like Rick Perry, only Rick Perry had too many snafus when he didn't know the voting age and when he didn't know a huge controversial law that was passed in the state of Texas and some other things that he's tripped on along the way, even though he's got a good sense of humor and he was able to spin that back around into his favor. Like Bachman, he considered dumping out, but in the end, here's what he had to say.
I look forward to continue on the trail, and I'm excited. It's going to be fun, and all our friends in New Hampshire and South Carolina, get ready. Here we come.
Okay, so New Hampshire, he'll be there in the end because you got these two debates, Saturday and Sunday, and then Tuesday is the primary day. But the focus will be more likely South Carolina. He said as much. South Carolina is really the state for him. He could splinter things up nicely there. He'll get some support. What's interesting is, as much as we've talked about Ohio or New Hampshire, not Ohio, Iowa, or New Hampshire, South Carolina is really where, if you look back into the history of that primary, where your candidate has gone on often to become the nominee for the Republicans and to become the President of the United States. So South Carolina, they say that they're the winning state. And the reason they say that is because statistically it proves that out. Going back on how many candidates have gone through there and done well and ultimately what it meant for their campaign. Rick Santorum is hoping that he's going to be that guy because he has to do well in New Hampshire. Can he finish second in New Hampshire? That would be huge for him. If he won in New Hampshire, that would be a giant. The bar has to be moved up for him, even though Iowa was good for him. He didn't win it, so he 8 votes or not, he still has to take one. Does he have what it takes to leapfrog over Mitt Romney? There's a big question there. All right, coming up, we're going to talk more about that. We're also going to talk about Obama circumventing the system, and truly, that's what happened here. How did he do it, and will he pay the price? Well, he bypassed Congress. Will he pay the price? I don't think so. Does someone challenge it? Will there be legal action? Sure. But I don't think anything happens. No heads will roll, if you will. What's that all about? I will break it down for you. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Well, downhearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fairy's got to hold on you.
Well, nobody's hoping for any bad luck when it comes to the game on in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Although, Smart Money says, listen, if you're a gambling person, I checked with some of the books. When I say books, in the UK, they'll take action on anything. Seriously. You know the idea that there's a flea circus? They really think there's a flea circus. They think it's coming back. But they've got odds on the candidates for the Republican side of the race, the presidential year. And Mitt Romney, far and away, is the guy. I mean, all the action is on Mitt Romney. Of course, Michelle Bachmann, she's out. Herman Cain was a casualty. Like I thought, he went to Fox. He's going to end up being a commentator on Fox. That's not necessarily a surprise at all. And who's the next person to drop out? Is it going to be Rick Perry? You heard him say he's staying in, going to New Hampshire, and then going to South Carolina. You just have to ask yourself, who is it that has the... Here's the first thing. If you absolutely don't like Obama, and you think he's ineffective, and we're going down a rabbit hole faster than we can say boo, and our deficit clock is broken. Our national debt clock in New York is just broke. If you really feel that way and you start to add up the things you don't like, even if you're a Democrat or whatever you call yourself, then you want the strongest person to go up against him, because it's very tough to beat an incumbent. Very, very tough. Look at the last years that we've spent. Look at the Bush years, and then before that, Clinton. They got back-to-back terms. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky.
Okay. Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good, man.
I'm going to give you the breakdown here. Mitt Romney will win New Hampshire. It's kind of his backyard. But Gingrich, the only reason he's going to stay in is because he's mad. He's upset with the negative ads that were all pasted at him in Iowa. And he's going to stay in just to cut into Romney's vote count. And with Bachman dropping out, like I figured she would, that's going to boost Rick Santorum's vote count by at least 4% of her 5%, I would say, would go to him. Now, if he picks up Rubio on the ticket with him for VP, I think that's an unbeatable scenario against Obama. Now, the only thing that scares me is Ron Paul. I like his domestic side, but his foreign policies scare me. So if he tries running as an independent, that just ensures Obama the seat, because the 10% of the votes or 15% of the votes that he would take as an independent would be enough for Obama to stay in office, I believe. So
yeah, I agree with you. If he were to split off and do a libertarian thing, third party, whatever you want to call it, he would, and they know that, he would crush the he would crush what would be left of the GOP because he would take too much away. Absolutely, absolutely. What did you like about his foreign policy? Do you think he's too much of an isolationist?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And right now with Iran, the way they're threatening everybody, and we still got to keep our eye on North Korea.
Yeah.
I think Israel's in trouble right now with Iran right there. And then U.S. saying anything to Iran, and we got China and Russia going, hey, wait a minute, U.S., you better keep your nose out of this. There's a potential for World War III about to explode a lot more than the citizens of the United States even could consider. And with Obama in office over the next 4 years depleting our military, that is not what we need right now. Definitely not. So,
yeah, I agree with you, by the way. I agree with you about, because I like a lot of things about Ron Paul, but the Iran thing, I'm right on the same page. I think it's very scary. You see what's going on with the Strait of Hormuz. We're going to talk to our terrorism expert about that very thing, and he's been in that region a ton. We're going to talk to him about that coming up on our next show. Thanks, Jay.
All right.
All right, don't forget to, thinking of Jay, speaking of Jay, we've got our Nail the Score challenge will still continue through the playoffs. A bunch of you sent me emails about that, and that's going to continue. So remember, you could win some great prizes. In fact, we have a GPS system to add to the pile, and that system has the AAA where you can find wherever you are. So you just, you know, shout out, where am I? Let's go to Herschel in Missouri. Hey, Herschel.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I'm a deficit. The way I look at it is the only way they're going to cure it is just not borrow anymore. Don't let them borrow anymore. And that would probably put everything in a bad situation. But, you know, that's what I think.
Yeah, I think that you can't continue to spend. You can't do that. And borrowing is so dangerous. That's how we've gotten to this point. You know, if Herschel and if you and I were in business together, even if we were had tough times, we both know that if we continued to borrow, we would drown in it, and we would never get back to black ink, never.
That's for sure. And see, if that's the only way they're going to address the problem. Now, I heard something, I don't know whether it's true or not, that Congress, if they just decide not to send Social Security checks out, there's nothing that anybody can do because there's no contract with us paying into Social Security.
Yeah, you're right. And how scary is that when you think of, I don't care where you are economically, my friend, you know this, Herschel, if you've paid your whole life into Social Security, I'm sorry, I think you need to get it.
Well, especially if you're getting a little bit from Social Security and you can work part-time or something and everything, or have some fairly good investments. Not everybody's going to have big investments and everything. As far as Ron Paul, I mean, he'd shake everything up, but that, other than that, it scares me on his foreign
policy idea. Yeah, I agree with you.
I think that they ought to go back to what Nixon did when he ran for office. When he got into one, he just asked the public, he says, which half do you want to be, the half that gets paid from the government or the half that has to pay him?
There you go. Touche. Ask the question, which one do you want to be? Great call, Herschel. Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. I think I'll defend Ron Paul some other night. There's a lot of good young, callers, so I want to, not use too much time and let them come in and get their say in. But you were asking a question earlier about whether it's a good idea to have the Republican nominee early, and that way he can concentrate on Obama, or have, the fighting keep on going until late. And I like the fight to keep on going, because that brings out all the skeletons out of the closet. I mean, just imagine if we had decided on Kane, early. But this toughens them up, and it shakes everybody out, and it puts everybody through a good boot camp. And you know that no matter how tough it is now, it's going to be tougher when the Chicago Obama machine, let's go their $1 billion fund against the Republicans. And not only that, but, Obama's a sitting president, which is very, very difficult to get to beat. So
I agree with you. That's what I said. People forget that. It's very tough to knock off the incumbent, because they have the office, they have the power of the office, and they have the ability to travel, even if they're criticized on our dime, by the way, to all these places and talk to various people and say they're the president. Of course they're supposed to be out there. There are definite advantages, and you made a great point, Tomas. That's the thing, the Chicago machine. Rahm Emanuel still as the mayor, trust me, he wields influence. You have David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs. They were the two that got Obama elected the first time around. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tomas. All right, coming up, it's funny, Tomas is, he'd defend Ron Paul another night. We're going to let you hear some of the things that Ron Paul has to say, or had to say, in an interview when he was asked about younger voters and whatnot, and coming off of the Iowa caucus. The Ron Paul factor is pretty big. It's interesting, whether it was Jay or Herschel, or we had a caller earlier from Connecticut, Tricia, everybody likes something about Ron Paul. Nobody has called up to say, oh, I just can't stand him. I think he's a complete kook. He's out of his mind. He's completely wrong. Everybody likes the same things. The smaller government, the let's check the Federal Reserve. It's out of control. How about let's get rid of this deficit, forget the whole spending, and just hunker down over that. See, some of his foreign policy ideas I like. There's places where I think we have too many troops and we should withdraw them, because countries are making money off of our backs, like Germany. I think we have too many troops in Germany. But on the other hand, the Iran question, I agree. There's absolutely no way I would just let go of that and just, woohoo, let's see what happens. We have to have a good ship out there, and we do right now. Hang with us, Ron Paul and the Mail, coming up next.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Something interesting to note, in South Carolina, the military, there are a lot of military, ex-military, military folks that are there in South Carolina that plays heavily into what happens ultimately in the primaries, because on the Republican side, certainly, usually the military, not all, but many, Republican. Ron Paul gets more military money than any of the other candidates. What an interesting fact. In fact, pouring through, as I've tried to do, where some of the money's coming from, and some of it you don't know, some of it I'm getting it, I'll call it on the down low from a few people I know. But in the 3 months, and we're even reporting this on the network, in the 3 months from April through June, Ron Paul got more than $25,000 from people who said that they were military folks, and it might even be higher than that. I tried to confirm that with some of his people and also other political sites, too, but he definitely gets money from people who were in the military, are in the military. They support Ron Paul over Mitt Romney and over Rick Santorum, definitely over Newt Gingrich. certainly over Governor Perry, too. Not that he doesn't have some people that would contribute to wear a uniform or did wear a uniform, but he definitely, Ron Paul is definitely the guy in that category that cleans up. That's why South Carolina will be interesting to see, because that's where that factor could play out. Nobody's talking about that. They're mostly talking about Rick Perry, which makes sense because of religion, his religion, versus if you wanted to play that into it, does it matter to Catholics and a Mormon? You know, I don't know. I think listening to this audience, this is a great audience coming from all parts of the country. It's clear we're thinking as rationally as we can. We want the right leader in place so that we can preserve this nation and our way of life and pass it down to the people behind us, because that's getting harder and harder, which is what's so interesting about Ron Paul in Iowa in the caucus coming in third. He really captured the youth vote. You know, 18 to 30-year-olds went for Ron Paul, clearly, in any of the exit questions that came out. He gathered those kids together. Even there's a singer, I say kids, there's a singer, her name's Kelly Clarkson, and she's out of Texas, and of course Ron Paul is a congressman from Texas. She says she likes him, and she likes him because of his government stance, and she took some flack for that, for backing him up, because think of the music industry and what the music industry is mostly made up of. And I think she represents, she's in her mid-20s. She represents what a lot of the younger people in Iowa, I believe, were thinking. So here's what he had to say. He was doing an interview with CNN about, well, first of all, here's Ron Paul talking about the Iowa finish, and then talking about the younger voters and what it means to him, and the fact that it's really actually a good sign, because, look, this is what happened with Obama. Take a listen.
I was impressed with the enthusiasm of the young people. Obviously, we did get, the large majority of the young people voting last night. But the volunteers are very often the young people, the college kids that come, and they have such enthusiasm, and they respond very well to this message of freedom and a change foreign policy where we don't sacrifice ourselves overseas and waste our resources, and we balance our budget, and we emphasize personal liberty, and we emphasize economic liberty, and they're enthusiastic about it. So I would say that this message is growing by leaps and bounds, and it's going to continue to do so. Well, I'm not quite sure how those questions were asked, but if you say that I have, an attraction to young people, that's what you need. That's what Obama had. If you look at independents, what kind of a Republican thinks they can win without the independent vote? I mean, you have to get the independent vote in New Hampshire, so the primary is wide open. There are more independents than anybody else. So I would say if you're looking to Obama, and I can show you some other polls where we do very, very well, equal to how Romney does, against Obama. So I think that's down the road a little bit, but I think if you look at it carefully, you'll find out the message of liberty is appealing to everybody across the board and to others, because we have a lot of Democrats that come over and come to our rallies, as well as the enthusiasm of the young people.
Yeah, so he made a good point about the independents. The independents definitely are key. If we're being really serious about this and how tough it is to put aside what you think of Obama for a second, if we're being serious about how do you beat an incumbent who is popular with his base, how does that happen? It's independents weighed heavily in the last election. All right, speaking of the president did something that infuriated Republicans. Not that that doesn't always happen, but here's what it was. Hours after he enraged the Republicans, because what he did was, and we talked about this a lot, is he appointed the head, Richard Cordray, the head of the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, while Congress was out of town, and then he appointed three people to the National Labor Relations Board. So union folks like that, but Republicans didn't like it. They're threatening legal action. Obama didn't seem to care. Here's what he had to say.
The only reason Republicans in the Senate have blocked Richard is because they don't agree with the law that set up a consumer watchdog in the first place. They want to weaken the law. They want to water it down.
All right, and he went on, Obama went on to say that the idea is it's security for the middle class, and that's why it's important. We need to do that. We need to help the working people. But see, here's the problem. This is very vague. Not that I don't think that many of us are getting screwed by the financial industry, pardon my French, but that's happening, we know. Look at the banks, too big to fail. Ooh, let's give them money, and then we don't know where it's going. And then the credit card companies can just jack up your APR, even if you pay always on time, or take the limits and twist them all over. Now, some of that has already been taken care of. But the problem is, you know, this is ultimately could be a blow to what the president is supposedly trying to do, the whole job creation thing. Because here you go, it's the union, the union, the union again, and it's not the workers, really. Not with the, certainly not in the appointment of the National Labor Relations Board. It's not. Because then the favor is for the unions, not for the workers. So I think what's going to happen is any of these, especially with the board, any of those nominees, probably they'll be blocked. The board usually has 5 members. They've got 3. So they say they can't do what their normal business is. And that's why the president is saying that's what he decided to do. That the president can use constitutional authority because it's crucial that the workers are protected and the consumers and they're not shut down. But that's going to be challenged. There's no question about it. And this is clearly, and we know this anyway, where the campaigning is going to come from the Democrats or from the Obama camp, that, listen, they're the elitist. The Republicans are the elitist. They're fractured. They have no clue what's happening with regular folks. We do. We're here for the workers. We're here for you. We're here for the people who have gotten jammed up financially because of things that have happened in the past. That's why we created this agency. That's why I appointed these members, because we need to get down to the business of helping the workers and not obstructing them. Remember, only the NLRB can enforce workers' and employers' rights under the National Labor Relations Act. But the board got crucified, and many of you called this show when this happened, last year, because they filed a lawsuit accusing Boeing of illegally retaliating against union members, and then that case was dismissed after Boeing and the union settled their dispute, and that was about moving, and that created an incredible rift, and I don't think that, of course, that has never been really sewn back together, and this is not gonna, this is, something's gonna happen here. By appointing the financial watchdog, while Congress especially is not in session. I mean, that's the idea. Remember, Congress pretty much they rejected the nominee, and so he's getting around that decision. That's what he's doing. And it's going to be challenged. It'll be challenged on constitutionality or whatever. If it's not just by the Republicans themselves, it's going to be legally challenged, for sure that will happen. All right, coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail because so many of you had a lot to say, not just about the Iowa caucus and heading into New Hampshire and South Carolina and the process, but other things that are happening too, like the woman who took matters into her own hands, as she should have in Oklahoma, while two intruders wearing gloves, masks, one had a knife and she had guns. They were coming in. She called 911, and she did what she had to do. She had a 3-month-old baby. Her husband had just died not even a week. He's in the grave, and these people are trying to bust into her place. But it did make big headlines over the whole issue of guns and having guns and calling 911 and all that stuff. And you said a lot about that. So we're going to check the mail coming up around the bend.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Tonight, if you've ever heard this show, and if you haven't and you somehow tripped upon us, welcome to our offerings. I always invite people to send me their comments. Sometimes they can't get through, or they're working and it wouldn't be good for them to get through. So I always say, send me the comments. And plus, people listen on demand. People listen in different time zones and whatnot. And so, yeah. You know, we do the whole snail mail thing because it works for lots of people. So having said that, let's run to the mail room and check the mail.
The mail is here!
Woo! Thanks, Homer. I never get tired of that, I know. Is it cheesy? I don't think so. Somebody wrote to me once, this guy Alan. He said, you know, I like your show, but it's so sophomoric with the Homer Simpson. Boo-hoo. I like Homer Simpson. All right, so this one comes to us from Joe listening in Vermont, and he says, Delaney, I got to tell you, I'm loving this stuff with politics because you said it. We got real meat now. Bachman dumps as she should have. She's not stupid. She's a smart enough woman to realize She was going nowhere fast and didn't have the funds. But what happens to Ricky Santorum? Do you think that he's somebody who could actually jump over Mitt Romney? No. I think Rick Santorum certainly has backers in Pennsylvania and some other places because he got a little bit of a political buzz in the House and in the Senate. And nobody really expected Santorum, I think, to even show up the way he did in Iowa. But partially, as we had Kerry Pickett on from the Washington Times just in our previous show, she was talking about this, that she was really watching what was going on with Santorum. And what was happening is he spent a year there. He went from town hall meeting to town hall meeting. I mean, he was really on the ground with not a lot of money, but bumming rides from his buddies, however he could get there once he got in town, and trying to save the money as much as possible. So he spent a lot of time there, and it paid off for him. Where it's interesting, though, even by just 8 votes, he didn't win it. Romney wins it. He didn't spend hardly any time in Iowa, didn't even emphasize it. Yes, he was there and went to the state fair and did some of that kind of stuff, but he wasn't overemphasizing it. Spent $4 million pounding Newt Gingrich to the ground and on ads in general, and had a lot of robocalling, had a lot of phone banks that were set up, and that probably helped him too. Now he's going into familiar territory in New Hampshire, and he's got a big margin going. If you're looking at the polls, I don't think are going to lie in this case. He has a huge margin. The question for Rick Santorum is going to be, can he overcome, you know, he's in single digits there. Can he jump up to maybe 25%? Even if he got 25% from being less than 10%, that would be huge for Santorum. If he came in second, that would be big. But he would still have to win something. He'd have to win South Carolina, some of these primaries, to have any kind of momentum that would make or shake up the establishment to say, well, maybe it's not Romney. Right now, that's not happening. Right now, that's not happening. So that's the question you have to ask yourself. Will that happen in these next couple of primaries? All right, here's another one. This comes to us from Marvin. Hello, America Tonight. I have to say I heard the 911 call of the woman who pulled the gun on the intruder. Bravo to her. Just 18 years old. It's unfathomable that those idiots would try to break in there. They must have had some information on her being by herself. Maybe it was that they thought there was drugs there, or that they could just grab a bunch of stuff. Who knows what the motivation was. However, she was a quick thinker. Bravo, bravo, bravo. I think every woman in America should know how to use a gun and should have the right to use that gun. Yeah, it will take us many, many shows, and we have talked about this many, many times on America Tonight. I'm for the Second Amendment, whether I carry a gun or don't carry a gun. I just don't think we should take rights away. I think that's a big mistake, and if you took away all the guns, if that did happen, I don't see that we would be safer. I don't think that people would ultimately have this utopic environment where you wouldn't have to worry about it. There's always going to be bad guys. They're going to have weapons. They're going to get them. And then you're not going to have a weapon if you choose to have one. So, yeah, I stand right there with that, absolutely. But every state is different, and how guns are handled and what the laws are different in the Northeast and the states there compared to in the South or the Southwest or, you know, even the Midwest. All right, here's another one. This one is from Jake in Austin. He emails us a lot. And Jake says, Kate, I'm confused. I can't really decide between Ron Paul or Mitt Romney. I know that seems odd because the two are so different. But I have to say, I like a lot of what Ron Paul says about the government. And you're right when you've talked about on your show the fact that he doesn't waver in what he's said in the past and what he's saying now. I hate flip-floppers, and I got an odd feeling about Romney and flip-flopping. I don't really like what he has to say about health care in Massachusetts when he was governor there. I'm not so sure I trust Mitt Romney completely. Well, it is a big leap to say that if you were boiling it down between Romney and Paul, could they're pretty different. They're on opposite ends. And, you know, there is the danger of Ron Paul splitting off, as has been suggested. Hey, why not do a third party? Rally the youth then. Try it that way. Call it libertarian or whatever you want to call it. And break off from the Republicans if they're not going to give you respect, or you're not going to get key endorsements, or whatever it might be. And Ron Paul's not that guy. He's not getting that. If all those endorsements are going to Mitt Romney, he is absolutely the candidate for the GOP, unless some crazy thing happens with Santorum, or if they're forced to accept Ron Paul. I say if they are forced. If Ron Paul, you know, I mean, I'll throw this out, it's not going to happen, but let's just say if Ron Paul won New Hampshire, won South Carolina, won Florida, these primaries, well, game over, forget about it, then he can't be dismissed. Then they would have to talk about Ron Paul. If he were to spin off into a third party, it would kill the Republicans because he has that much support, that much loyalty, that many people that would absolutely leap over for Ron Paul, that he would hurt the Republicans who are running. So I don't know that they want that either. It is an interesting question, the Ron Paul question, for sure. All right, let's go to this one from Ginger, who says, hey, are you still doing the football thing? My husband wanted me to send you an email to find out. And the answer is, shockingly, yes. We always do the playoffs, so we're not going to stop now. We'll do the playoffs, except for when I'm in Washington, D.C., which isn't this week. It's the following week. We won't do it then, but we will have it this coming up week, so on our next show. I don't know what playoff game it's going to be, but it'll be one of the playoff games, and you have a great chance to win. And if somebody nails the score, one of the cool things they would get is a GPS system, brand new GPS system, that Magellan, that has that AAA stuff locked and loaded into it. It's beautiful. It's like, I think the value is almost $300. And I mean, I know people use their Android phones and other things now, but still, I'm more of the GPS thing, where you plunk it up on the windshield, and if you're going somewhere, especially if it has the AAA deal, because you could just, you know, here's where they can reconfigure it wherever you are, and it's easier to get around, I think, with that addition to it. More reasons to listen to us. Third hour of our next show, we'll be doing Nail the Score. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, you can always send me those thoughts, americatonight.net.